Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may worship you and glorify you, especially as we prepare for this continuing ending of the liturgical year. Let us be open to all that the Lord has done for us. Let us be grateful for it, and let us glorify your name to show others of his great love of all of us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as we continue with the book of Revelation, we're now in the fifth chapter, which, again, we're not following this word for word all the way through, because that's not the way the liturgy is set up. That's doable outside of the liturgy, but it's in a sense, I guess a good word we can use, it skips around. So we saw three of the seven letters in the early part of the week, and now we're already in chapter five, but again, we're going through different parts. And here we are in chapter five, verses 1-10. So if you have your daily missal or the Word Among Us or Magnificat or Bible.usccb.org or whatever the case may be, all of that, you can check out, see what the reading is today. And you'll see this Revelation 5, 1-10. There's a lot in there. And one of the things that as we read this, which obviously I can't read it word for word to you for several reasons, one of which is time, another one is copyright and stuff like that. So we talk about, you can read it along with, you can read it and see what I discussed. But what you'll see is the scroll that had to be open and had seven seals. There's an important point there that, remember, as John of Patmos is writing this and he's seeing these visions in front of him, he's also writing this to people, some of whom are Jews, who would recognize the symbolism right away. Because in Ezekiel, we see that same thing, and we also see it in Isaiah. You have this idea of the scroll to be read, and no one's around to read it. But in the case of Isaiah, he eats the scroll, and it is sweet in his mouth and sour in his stomach. And why is that? Well, because he ate a scroll, and you're not supposed to eat scrolls. No, because he ate the scroll, which is a symbol that the words are beautiful, but it's going to be very painful for him to preach it. And that's a symbol. Well, what we have here is similar, a scroll. No one is able to open it except for the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Now, who is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah? It's Jesus, of course. And so he is the one who has become he who has conquered all. And he not only is described as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, he is also the Lamb. So the Lamb of God, and he is the ultimate sacrifice. Remember, this is all very symbolic in many ways to communicate some more powerful things. One of the most interesting descriptions I have ever heard, and some people say this is real and some people say it isn't, is that the book of Revelation is written in such a way that the people at the time were going through a tremendous persecution, hence the reason why John was on Patmos in the first place, because he was persecuted and finally exiled. But they're going through this intense persecution, and they can read these words as encouragement, but because they're all in a form of symbolism, that the Romans could come along and read this and haven't a clue what this was about. And because of that, they would reject it. And not so much they would reject it in the fact that make it wrong to read it, but they would just say, well, I don't know what this means, and just put it down and ignore it. Really along those lines. So we see something that is communicated to the people that they can read and they can understand, but others cannot. They can't figure this out at all, and so they ignore it. Now, that is one interpretation of the symbolism in the book of Revelation. Others will say, no, that's not true. So I just wanted to give you that general idea. But there are these great symbols in this that Personally, if you didn't know the background, you would not have known what they mean. Again, what you're going to see, if you go back and read this, and again, you can find this in bible.usccb.org. You look for the daily readings and you'll find it there. What you can find is the key number is 7. Remember, 7 is a key number because 7 is the number of God. There's actually, God is 2 numbers, 7 and 8. 7 represents perfection. God is perfect. 8 represents one more than perfection. That's why 6 is so key. Remember, the number of the devil, of, you know, the evil one, is 666. 3 is also a number of perfection, and we know the Trinity. 3. So you see 3 and 7 are 2 key numbers. Well, think of it, 666. What does 666 look like if you're looking at it in the form of things? Like when you were in second grade and they were teaching what numbers look like. Well, if you saw 6 sets of or 3 sets of 6 marbles and someone told you there's 21 marbles there, you may believe them because you're not going to be able to tell right away is there 6 or 7. Kind of a little trick that I used to do many years ago when you could do this, and you can't do this anymore. Something I'm going to talk about on the other side of the break is just that little idea. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget you have a standing invitation to come to our parish at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. Now, what did I just say? We were talking about this. We had a convocation today as I record this. So with all the priests, what they're saying is give that personal invitation. Well, you have a personal invitation, a standing invitation, come to our Mass 10 o'clock a.m. at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. You can check that out. So anyway, I remember when I was in college, I was at UMass Boston. And just to show you, back then, I was the poor, not have a lot of money college student. And it was 35 cents to ride the T from Quincy Center to the end of my street. No, was it the end of my street? No, it wouldn't have been. To the landing, Weymouth Landing or Jackson Square. So it was 35 cents, and I didn't always have 35 cents. So I would have a quarter sometimes, and I'd ask for them to turn the quarter into 25 cents because can you really tell the difference between 25 and 35 cents when you just throw it in the machine? And yes, deception, yes, yeah, okay, yes, yes, okay. Shouldn't do it, the whole bit. That's all I had. I needed a ride, bah, bah, bah. Okay, I was, what, 18? So anyway, I'm 64 now. But anyway, I'm just using that to give you an illustration of my example. What is 666? If you have 3 groups of 6 things and you have 3 groups of 7 things and you look at it quickly, you're going to be able to tell the difference. The reason why that's important is because it looks like 7, but it is not. It looks like maybe that's God, but is not. Who looks like God, but is not? The emperor. That's the 666 has always been interpreted to mean Nero, and it's actually for other reasons that the numbers 666 and Roman numeral actually can spell out what his Roman name was. But we can also look at from that other principle, because that's the symbol of the devil. Why? Because it looks like seven, but it's not. It's six. It's one less. It's close, but it's not. And as it is close, it is very far away, as we understand. So these are important symbols, and the symbols are there. And through this entire reading, you're going to see the number seven many times. Seven seals is one of the great lines where you use that. Seven horns, seven eyes. The seven represents, it says right there, the spirit, seven spirits of God, meaning that really there is one spirit of God, but the seven means the seven elements of perfection that you can find in God. So all of that symbolism is there, which is why later we will see the 666 looks like seven, but it's not. Looks like God, but is not. And that's an important symbolism. So the one who can open up the seal, unlike as we saw in the Old Testament, is in fact the Lamb of God, who is now the only one worthy to open up the seal. And the seal, he is worthy to open up the seal because he has done the perfect thing and lived the perfect life and saved humanity. We'll talk more tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.